James McGregor Burns was a Massachusetts man for much of his 95 years. He was born in Melrose, raised in Burlington, and he died in Williamstown. His death was announced yesterday.
The name James McGregor Burns might not be well known, but plenty of people in positions of power and leadership know his work, because Burns popularized a new way to study leaders and think about leadership.
He once wrote this, and we're paraphrasing here, "Power is not merely a thing, but a relationship. Truly great and creative leaders arouse people's hopes, aspirations, and expectations." James McGregor Burns served as a quiet advisor to presidents. He even ran for Congress himself from the western part of Massachusetts. He lost, but his work and even his bearing continue to inspire. Barbara Kellerman holds a seat at Harvard that's named after the man. She is the James McGregor Burns Lecturer in Public Leadership at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Nice to have you here, Professor.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you.
What was it about Professor Burns' bearing and his brains that made him so singular in your view?
Well, that's a very lovely way of putting it. In fact, I think he would appreciate it. He happened to have both. Sometimes people have one or the other, but it's not so common to have both bearing and brains in one person. In fact, one of the things that distinguished James McGregor Burns from so many of his contemporaries was his multifaceted personality. He was an activist, as you just said a few moments ago. He himself ran for Congress. He was president and head of countless numbers of professional organizations. He was enormously politically engaged, both personally and professionally. He was an intellectual, obviously, author of many books, many of them prize-winning books. One seminal one, to which you implicitly referred, titled simply Leadership. And finally, he was an exceptional human being, universally acknowledged to be unusually kind, considerate, attentive even to the lowlier among us, not just the high and the mighty. So he was, in the best sense of this word, a good old-fashioned Yankee gentleman.
As you say, he wrote a book called Leadership. He did not teach leadership itself. He taught how to understand and evaluate our leaders. And he even introduced, and I hope you can speak to this, the terms transformative leaders and transactional leaders into the vocabulary. What was he referring to?
Well, he did. And in fact, 1,000,000,000 dissertations were written on transforming leadership, which became kind of a model for how leaders wanted to be. They thought this was sort of the epitome of how to be a good leader. James McGregor Burns actually used the word in a much more limited sense. It was almost a charismatic leader, where leaders and followers engaged simultaneously to get to a new and better place.
This is the relationship he was talking about.
Exactly. But of course, we know in the real world that doesn't really happen all that often. So I would argue that the word has been somewhat diminished in its use. But you're right to point to that book, Leadership, which I mentioned earlier. It was a seminal contribution to the field of leadership studies, which, however, as one of the ardent practitioners of it, I'm in leadership studies, I write a lot of books on leadership, I would have to argue did not actually flourish the way Burns envisioned in the mid and late 1970s.
Why did it not?
There's a lot of material on how to be a leader, a lot of stuff on how to be a good leader. I'm not sure all of it is always so wonderful. But that's not exactly, it's not at all, in fact, what Burns did. He simply explored leadership as an area of intellectual inquiry.
Okay. And very briefly, I wonder in closing if you can mention perhaps what lives on, what best embodies his idea of the ideal leader today.
Well, I think the work on leadership, obviously he was a political scientist and a historian, but I think it is in the field of leadership where he will be really indefinitely remembered as having founded the new contemporary version of how we look at leadership and followership and the context within which both are embedded.
Thank you. Barbara Kellerman is the James McGregor Burns Lecturer in Public Leadership at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Barbara Kellerman, remembering historian James McGregor Burns. He wrote this about the characteristics of power versus leadership. Power manipulates people as they are, leadership as they could be. Power manages, leadership engages. Power tends to corrupt, leadership to create.
Stay with us, a lot more to come. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.